You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess. We're at 570 KLIF. We're in our humble building here at the AA Center. We're doing this live again this Sunday. I'm so happy that you're able to join us. You know, last Sunday, we had a really great show. Jake Busey joined us live here in the studio, and we talked about what? Originality, right? We talked about being authentic. We talked about, you know, the concepts of how to be successful by trying to keep your own persona. And a lot of times that can be difficult because you have these great ideas, you have these great concepts, you know how to be authentic for the most part, and you see all this stuff going on, and you see these things happening around you, and unfortunately, a lot of times you feel like it's a lot of people that are just copying, a lot of copycats, a lot of things going on. It doesn't seem that original. You got to keep going. You got to keep pushing yourself. And we talked a lot about, you know, being accountable, you know, being accountable for our actions. You know, a lot of times we're not accountable. We're not doing the right thing per se. You know, we're not being accountable also for ourselves, for our career. And I think a lot of times in order to be successful, well, actually scratch that. Every time in order to really honestly be successful, you have to be accountable with your career. You have to be accountable with other people. You have to show respect as well as being transparent. And I think that's key. And we didn't really get to go into exactly what transparency means in this situation here on Perspectives. And for me, transparency means, hey, when you're talking to your friends, you're talking to your coworkers, what have you, you sit there and you tell them exactly what you want to do in this role, what you want to do in life. So let's say if you're in accounting, or let's say if you're working for a nonprofit, or let's say that you're, you know, working at a radio station, and let's say that you're producing, but you want to be on air, being able to tell people, being transparent about what you want to do in your career. And a lot of people say, no, that's a bad idea. And I've read a lot of books on that. And I read a lot of books on the fact that people, they don't want to tell other people what they want to do because they're scared that somebody's going to steal their thunder, that somebody's going to get there and usurp their power and take it away. And, you know, quite honestly, hey, people might try to, but if you're surrounding yourself with positive people in your life, and a lot of times people don't, and I know we all have been the victim of somebody that's not necessarily positive, somebody that might not be necessarily there for you, somebody that might not be a good person to help you stay accountable and to be real and to be honest. And so a lot of times you have to look around you and see who you're spending your time with. If you're spending your time with really genuine people that really have something to bring to the table and they're really wonderful people, then hey, you're a mile ahead of a lot of people. You're not having to deal with the people around you that are trying to cut you down to size. You're not having to deal with people that really, truly don't want you to be successful, because that's hard when it's just you. I mean, it's like being out there in the wilderness by yourself. I mean, there's wild animals. There's all kinds of things going on. There's people that are hunting on the side, too, that don't know that you're walking around. Point is that life is hard enough. So you might as well have an ability to do, you know, what is good for you, what you can be accountable with. So we had a great show. We had a wonderful show that was really, really instructional about authenticity. And I think that's quintessential, especially when we're discussing tonight's show right now. So we have a great show for you. Perspectives later on during this hour and during this lovely show this evening. We have Nori Nevins join us. He's a director and producer for a film called Chasing Shakespeare, as well as Chelsea Ricketts, who is also an actress and also played a role in Chasing Shakespeare. And I'm really interested to talk with them because their film just recently came out, and they were at South by Southwest, and they actually were just recently here at the Dallas International Film Festival, and actually they'll be going to Cannes as well. And so this is the first major motion picture by Nori. Nori came from a background of doing a lot of really interesting and awesome special effects and design and production for a lot of companies that we know, and we'll talk about that later on in the hour. You know, also we have Cynthia Smoot, you know, our social chairwoman, joining us this evening, and she'll be discussing what's hot in Dallas. You know, we'll be talking about what's going on, everything from the Mavericks. You know, the Mavericks were in the last couple of games here for the end of the season, you know. So we got to make the best of that. You know, as well as we'll be talking about everything from that to Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and some stuff about hypnotic sushi. And I don't know exactly what that's all about right now, but I'm going to wait to hear about that later on in the hour as well. And also, we have Jonathan Brownlee joining us this evening. Jonathan is an executive producer on a film titled Decoding Annie Parker, and this film is close to a lot of people's hearts, and we'll discuss that as well. I know that Helen Hunt is in that film, too, so we'll be discussing that film, the concepts, and also, you know, the biggest part about all this stuff is that we're going to be discussing how people are doing what they love to do, you know, what their dreams are, being accountable to themselves and actually following through with things that they love to do, because it's easy to sit back and say, you know what, heck, you know what? I'm overwhelmed. I can't do this. I don't want to put the effort in. I don't want to put the time in. But when you have to put the effort and you put the time in, no matter what, sometimes it can feel overwhelming. Sometimes it can feel kind of like a beatdown. But when you are able to get some of those things and resound with some stuff that you've been looking forward to having your whole life, it can be a real boon. It can be a real shot to the arm. And so we're going to talk about that later. And I think that's all interesting because especially with film, you know, film to me is something that I love. It's something dear to my heart. But at the same point in time, film, like a lot of different careers, are very hard to get in. It's a very hard entrance. There's a lot of people trying to do it. Just like, you know, a lot of people want to sing. A lot of people want to be professional dancers. It's a very hard career to get into. But once you do, you reap these benefits. And in the process, as people tell me, is it's not about just the end game. It's about the process. And a lot of people have perspective on that. A lot of people would like things to happen as quick as possible. A lot of people would like things to happen right now. But I guess the process is what draws us in, what shows us about life, and also what adds to our art, what adds to what we do in this world. So if we want to be a major filmmaker and we have all this stuff going on and all these hardships and all these trials and tribulations, as well as sprinkle with some real positive, insanely cool stuff, this can make for really good cinema. Just like in every other part of our career, at any other career for that matter, you got to take the good with the bad, understand what, you know, in parentheses, as I'm, you know, I'm using actually the hand gesture, the parentheses for what is good, what is bad, and being able to kind of extrapolate that and understand why that's in our life and why we're dealing with it right now. Some people could call it like screwed up karma. I'm talking about it's the process of life. So we'll be talking about that later on as well. But I think the biggest thing that I really took from last Sunday's show is being authentic, but as well as being successful in what we do. And a lot of times in our life, we don't feel like our own voice is good. We feel as if we're not good enough. We're very insecure. We feel like, okay, the world's not going to love this product that I'm creating. The world's not going to be happy with my baby, my product. I'm not ready to put it out there. Am I ready to do this? Am I good enough to do this? And I had a conversation last Monday night, actually, with a good friend of mine, and Jake Busey was there as well. We were discussing a lot of things, and I was talking to a really good artist friend of mine, and he was saying he didn't know if he was ready. He didn't know if he was really right where he needs to be at to really just go mainstream. And I was like, you know, heck, I believe in you. I see your work. Your work is better than 99.9% of the stuff out there. And so if you're not ready to go, you know, live, if you're not ready to really hit it, I don't really know who is. And I think a lot of times we put these barriers in our way because we don't believe in ourselves. And when we step back and we really kind of take layer by layer, like you take an onion and you take layer by layer off and you decide, okay, these are things from, you know, my adulthood that I have, you know, attached to my life. These are things that aren't really true. These are things that I don't believe in myself. These are things from my upbringing when I was a child, when I was made fun of on the school playground. These are things that when I was beaten up, these are things that when I got up in front of the teacher to do my report, everybody laughed at me. These things conjure things in our mind that we're not good enough, we're not successful enough, we're not able, we don't have the ability to do this. But these things are wrong. And if you can actually take those things away and actually understand that you are worthy, nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to think that you're great if you don't believe you're great. So that's the key right here. And I don't agree with the necessarily fake it till you make it, because I don't know if you're really faking it, because if you really believe in yourself, there is no faking. It's just belief. And if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to believe you. But if you believe in yourself, people will. People will listen, and eventually, it might take a little while, but people will look up to you with esteem. So, you know, stay on 570 KLIF, or, you know, iHeartRadio has that great app that a lot of people like to use. You know, you can listen to it on your phone, you can listen to it on your computer, which is really cool. Also, you know, we're about to upload Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You know, you can listen online at www.liveyourtruelife.org. It has all the past shows segmented out, no commercials. We're about to try to upload that over to iTunes so that everybody can get a... you know, to let them know when we have a new segment and a new show in, which will be kind of neat. So that will be coming here probably within the next week, week and a half, as well as we're going to have some video uploads here too soon. So this will be great. So stay tuned for later on in this hour. We have Cynthia Smoot, we have Nori Nevins and Chelsea Ricketts, as well as Jonathan Brumley. So stay tuned and we'll be right back in two shakes.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.